Hey there, just a quick announcement before today's episode. JB and I wanted to let you know that we'll be taking a break from May I Elaborate to recharge our batteries.
That's right. To continue to give you this wisdom that we always give you, Miles and I need time to reflect, study, and meditate.
We're heading into the holidays and, you know, we all need a break, right? So this Friday, December 3rd, will be our last daily episode until April. But to be clear, this is not a goodbye. It's just a vacation from our regular schedule. Please stay subscribed to this feed because you'll be getting new content from time to time, including a special look back at our favorite elaborations at the end of the month.
Thanks for listening to our PSA. We love you all and can't wait to be back in April with all new episodes. Now, let's get fully elaborated.
New day, new you. Wake your ass.
Only strong, strong, positive. Strong,
Monday through Friday.
Fucking gratitude.
Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
Let's go in. If you're ready to go in, let's go in. I'm going to tell you something now, people out there in podcast world, listening to this amazing podcast, May I Elaborate with J.B. Smooth and my man Miles. Most days I pride myself on offering metaphoric lessons. But today I feel like a practical lesson needs to be shared. The ability to whisper. The fucking act of talking softly. Not so much offering the sound of words as much as just offering the hint of a fucking word. Now, some of you need this lesson, and the rest of you know a loud motherfucker who needs it. And before I offer instruction on how to whisper, let me start by pointing out the most frequent errors. Whispers do not come from your diaphragm. Singers sing from their damn diaphragm. So if your friend sitting next to you in the back of the classroom whispers and asks you to answer to number 7, why the fuck would you diaphragm project a loud whisper talking about the Louisiana Purchase? Especially when it was a math test and the answer was 50-fucking-3. Look here. A whisper is all in your mouth. 100% lives in your mouth and 94% dies in your mouth. That means only 6% of it gets out and lives to tell the fucking tale. Try it, Miles.
What do you want me to try?
Let's try it. Well, here's what I want you to say. Don't look, but I think that lady over there is checking you out. Now, first, whisper from your diaphragm.
Don't look. I think that lady over there is checking you out.
See? Oh, okay, now. All in your mouth. Let's try it again, Miles. All in your mouth.
Don't look. The lady over there is checking you out.
I think you do it better than that. Now, work on keeping the shit in your mouth, Miles.
Don't look. That lady, now she's looking at me.
No. Don't move your lips.
Don't look at me, lady.
No, you're moving your mouth.
Stop looking.
It's coming out your mouth, Miles.
Yeah.
Don't let the shit come out your mouth.
It's softer. All right.
Softer. Keep the shit in your mouth, Miles. Keep the shit to yourself.
Okay. Don't look. That lady over there is checking me out.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
That's a fucking whisper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you don't know how to do it, do yourself and your friends a favor and learn how to fucking whisper. See that? Keep that shit inside.
She's coming over now, lady.
See, keep that shit.
She's right behind you, James.
Be discreet. See that? See, be discreet.
What do you want, lady?
Keep your breath. See?
JB, the lady says she knows you.
Oh, see that? That's a fucking whisper, Miles. Keep working on it.
Okay. Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us on a new day of May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from JB Smooth. Every day we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if JB can squeeze
even more wisdom and inspiration
Miles,
out of it.
Miles, let it out again.
Yeah, it was hard. It's I was hyperventilating. Like I was going to pass out.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. Today's quote comes in the calendar, a year of self-love, daily affirmations for compassion and self-worth. You want it?
Yeah, Miles, come on. I want something. Give me something good, too.
Okay. Well, this one is a lot of words.
We'll see.
It's fun to have mentors, people who do similar work to mine in the world. Whether I know these mentors personally or just follow them on social media, it's inspiring to have someone to model myself after while still remaining uniquely fabulous.
Ooh.
Tanya Carol Richardson.
I love Tanya. Tanya, we love you. It's fun to have mentors, people who do similar work to mine in the world. Whether I know these mentors personally or just follow them on social media, it's inspiring to have someone to model myself after while still remaining uniquely fabulous. This is amazing, Miles. Oh, thank you, Tanya. And I already know my path, Miles.
Good.
Already.
Wow. It's like you don't even need a mentor. You are the mentor.
No, I am the mentor. I'm a mentor inside a mentor.
Yeah. Shit. All right. Well, but when we come back, JB's going to mentor you. Welcome back to May I Elaborate. Daily wisdom from JB Smooth. The quote we're looking at today is, it's fun to have mentors, people who do similar work to mine in the world. Whether I know these mentors personally or just follow them on social media, it's inspiring to have someone to model myself after while still remaining uniquely fabulous.
Yes. Even hearing that again, you know, I'm even more inspired by it, Miles.
Yeah.
Here's how we're going to tackle this one. Now, when you're a little kid, you literally look up to people. Now, that's where the expression look up to someone comes from, Miles. Little-ass kids looking up to taller-ass adults. But beyond physically looking up to them, kids look at adults with admiration, Miles. I mean, they don't know they're doing that shit. They wouldn't know what the hell you were talking about if someone asked them. If you even asked them to pronounce it, they would probably mispronounce it. All cute, like, admiration. Or, you know what's my favorite, Miles?
What?
Paschetti. Instead of spaghetti. Fucking adorable, Miles.
Yeah, kids mess up words.
So they fuck words up all the time. And sometimes you correct them, and sometimes you don't correct them, motherfuckers, man.
No, because it's adorable.
It's fucking adorable.
But you got to find a time to correct. You can't have your, you know, 32-year-old going to an Italian restaurant ordering paschetti.
You can't go in there ordering that shit.
No.
The fucking waiter, his eyebrows will go up like, what the fuck just happened? Shit. But kids do admire some adults and even try to be like them, you know? Kids see the brave things that firefighters do and their cool-ass uniforms and amazing truck. And the next thing you know, they want to be a fucking firefighter for Halloween.
That's adorable, too.
Shit. Carrying around that heavy-ass goddamn axe and shit.
No, you don't. No. There's no heavy axe. You don't give it little kid.
Heavy-ass axe and shit.
No, it's not part of it, child's. No.
Yeah, of course it is. You said firefighter for Halloween. They got to carry the big-ass axe and shit.
They're not carrying a big axe.
They chop the fucking door down and shit.
What door? They ring a doorbell and they get candy. They don't chop a door down.
The part about it is
what?
These motherfuckers chop your door down for a pot of fucking burning oodles and noodles and shit. Now you got fucking $5,000, $6,000 of fucking damage and shit for a pack of goddamn oodles and noodles, Miles.
Is this happening on Halloween or is this some nut going around?
Every day somebody burns a fucking pot of fucking oodles and noodles, Miles, because they're fucking not paying attention.
Why are people cooking oodles and noodles during Halloween? You should be answering the door and maybe eating a snack.
Sometimes they give kids oodles and noodles
in their fucking bags,
Miles.
Who would give kids?
You give the fuck people want to give you, Miles. It's not up to you to determine what kind of candy you, what's going to get in that bag.
So what do you got, like tongs and you just drop noodles in their bag?
A serving size in that fucking bag, Miles.
Yeah.
Kids love that shit.
Well, that's why you got a kid coming to your house with an axe. I just let you know that's cause and effect.
Miles, and some of them even grow up to be firefighters, Miles. It's inspiring and empowering to see someone doing something that connects with you. You get to admire them and even envision being like them, especially if they look like you or come from your background.
Okay. All right. So that got to the quote. It's fun to have mentors, people do similar work to mine in the world. Whether I know these mentors personally or just follow them on social media, it's inspiring to have someone to model myself after while still remaining uniquely fabulous. You've got these kids admiring these firefighters, breaking down doors with axes, and now some of them grow up to be firefighters. They really admired it and maybe, you know, did research, followed it, and became it. So I get it.
Mm-hmm. And even better than that, admiring from afar is if you're lucky enough to meet someone or correspond with them, Miles. See, in that situation, you have your ass a mentor now. See, you have just gotten yourself a fucking mentor. Someone kind enough to share with you some knowledge and maybe even some fucking assistance. But whether you ever get a chance to meet your mentor in person or just admire and study them from afar, they exist to inspire you to create your own version of whatever it is that they do. You know how cute it is that fucking kid comes in as a firefighter wearing them big ass boots and shit?
Yeah.
That fucking axe, that goddamn hat too fucking big. Come on, Miles.
Yeah.
And spraying water all over your fucking floor.
Half of it is cute.
Yeah, man. And maybe the hat got a little light on the top of the bitch and it's like a fucking siren and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Fake ass walkie talkie and shit.
Okay.
Talking to the motherfucker all cute, still ordering fucking Pischetti.
Damn it.
Shit. So anyway, they inspire you. Your version of whatever it is that they do. You know, if they paint it a certain way, let their way inspire your way. Be inspired by it, but don't outright copy them. The last thing you want to have to experience is being sued by your damn mentor. Your fucking mentor, the person you looked up to, is suing your ass. Copyright infringement. They call it right, Miles? Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to copy. Like, you just want to be your version, and you want to take a little of this, a little of that.
A little of this.
Yeah.
Just to inspire yourself. That motherfucker knows you, man. They're a better you than you, so trust me. Your you won't do well against that in any damn court proceedings, Miles. You can't fucking beat. You can't go in there.
A Xerox copy can't beat the original.
A Xerox copy can't beat the fucking original.
Yeah. See? And for young people, Xerox was a machine that made copies. Is Xerox still a company?
I don't know, Miles. I don't know if Xerox still out there. Xerox, if you're out there, let us know. Shit.
Yeah, we're worried about you.
What if it's still out there? I don't know.
So, JB, I'm going to do the quote one more time. I think you've dove into mentors, and I think we're there. It's fun to have mentors, people who do similar work to mine in the world, whether I know these mentors personally or just follow them on social media. It's inspiring to have someone to model myself after while still remaining uniquely fabulous. And as you said at the very end there, do your own version. Don't copy these mentors, whether you know them or not. They could be people you watch or admire, or you know them, but just let them guide you. How do you end this?
Oh, here's how. I like to connect with our listeners and paint pictures so they understand where the fuck we're going at sometimes, Miles.
Yeah.
We don't want to lead them astray.
No.
Because in some sense, Miles, we are their fucking mentors.
I don't know so much I am, but you are definitely.
Fuck yeah, I better be. I fucking better be. God damn it. Here's what I say, people. Think of yourself as a delicious mystery punch at a big-ass family reunion. Everyone is commenting about your damn punch. They fucking love your punch. Everyone agrees it's delicious, and everyone is trying to figure out what the fuck is in it. Everybody takes a sip and go, they're trying to figure out all the fucking ingredients in this goddamn punch. Ooh. Some folks say it reminds them of grandma's punch. Some say it tastes like Uncle Edgar's. One of your cousins even says that she was on a Rihanna video shoot, and they served a punch that tastes like it, Miles.
Wow.
Your shit tastes like a Rihanna video shoot and punch on the set.
I think she just wanted to brag that she was at a Rihanna video shoot.
Fuck yeah, Miles.
Who would bring that up? This punch just tastes just like the punch in Rihanna. It just seems like it's a name drop.
Fuck yeah. She's a name dropper. Fucking name dropper.
Yeah.
God damn it. See that, Miles? Everyone loves your punch. It reminds them of a lot of different tastes. And to you, that makes sense because it damn sure was inspired by a lot of different recipes, Miles. You made that shit. You put 4 or 5 different flavors in that motherfucker, Miles. You might have even cheated. You might have bought 4 different goddamn fruit punches from the goddamn store and put all 5 of them in the same fucking bowl. We don't know.
But still, that was your recipe, though, your decision.
But it's a combination of a bunch of different motherfuckers, Miles. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
See, that's 4 or 5 different goddamn punches that someone made. There's an original punch, Miles, that tastes different, that tastes fucking fine. But you took 4 or 5 punches that taste fine and put all 4 or 5 that taste fine into one fucking bowl. You are inspired by every last one of those fucking fruit punches. Wow. That inspires you to put all those fruit punches alone. You don't even know the relationship between these fucking fruit punches. This fruit punch might not like that fruit punch, but you put them in the same fucking bowl any goddamn way.
Yeah.
So I say this, Miles, anybody out there, when it's all said and done and people leave that damn reunion still smacking their fucking, still trying to figure that shit out, still trying to figure that goddamn punch out, they're going to fuck with them all day. And that taste, everybody's tongue is fucking red, Miles. Mm-hmm. Everybody leaves it with red tongues and red teeth, Miles.
Wow.
That's how fruity that motherfucker was, man.
A lot of dye.
Ooh, that bitch is fruity.
Red dye number two.
That's red number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 miles.
Yeah.
Their tongues are fucking red. Their goddamn teeth are fucking red. Somebody think their fucking teeth are bleeding and shit.
Yeah.
And you know, people will leave their reunion miles. Oh, that fucking punch and that taste, that will be forever remembered by everyone in attendance as yours. See? They'll bring that shit up next fucking family reunion. Remember that? Remember last year you made that fruit punch and it turned everybody fucking teeth and tongue red and shit and lips fucking red?
Yeah.
Like fucking idiots and shit.
I had the bill to do teeth whitening. I had to do 3 months of teeth whitening.
See?
Just to get them to be pink.
Just because of your fucking fruit punch, your red ass fruit punch.
Yeah.
Fucking everybody fucking teeth up.
That's messed up.
Yeah, man.
But it's still uniquely yours and it'll inspire other. You know, that's how I make my Peschetti sauce. I'll mix a bunch of different Peschetti sauces.
Yeah, man.
And make my own unique Peschetti sauce.
Oh, man. I love it, man. Ah, people always sit there and they have that fruit punch and they gulp that shit down,
they
man.
Do.
And
they do.
You know, they fucking
thanks, JB.
You got them peers.
Thanks for joining us. Another episode of May I Elaborate. Daily Wisdom from JB Smooth. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from their calendar a year of self-love, daily affirmations and compassion, self-worth. As always, we hope you had a good time and maybe you were even inspired along the way. Oh my goodness, your bladder is bleeding. Before you go, please leave us a comment while you're at it. Great review on Apple Podcasts. And thanks for leaving so many of your favorite quotes. Please continue to do so because we promise from time to time to pick a few and feature them on the show. Once again, I'm Miles and he is...
I'm peeing fucking red.
Yeah, I don't blame him for not saying his name. Anonymous is over there peeing red. But he's JB Smooth.
God damn it. Am I bleeding? I go to the doctor or the emergency room.
We gotta get you somewhere.
Get rid of this goddamn punch.
This has been a Team Coco production.